Welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your hosts, Zakira and
Mikey.
And we back like we never left.
Now that we got the studio, we're here.
Okay. So today's episode, we're talking about something new that Mikey has been working on and is launching. But before we get into that, what's new?
I got a great story for you.
Okay.
I've been not telling you, even though we've been talking about the subject. So today, I got some exciting fun news. As you can see, I'm, as always, built basic down.
Are you an ambassador?
No, working on it. So I got the built shirt on. Uh-huh. I got the built pants on. I got the built shoes on and built out, right? But a previous episode, I was wearing like this fun built basic shirt, right? Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, I like that shirt. And I'm like, yeah, it's a cool shirt. And then I went into, I don't know if you remember this, and the clip like was doing really well on social where I said about, I comment on brands that I like. I comment on their ads to say like, hey, I love your product because it helps the brand. And then if you do that, they're going to make more good shirts or whatever else the product is.
Yes, right? I do remember that.
So the video came out and the edit for it was really good. So I said, I tagged on Instagram, built basics, like watch the video to the end. They actually watched it. They reached out to me and they were like, oh my God, can we use this video for our ads? And I was like, nice. Absolutely. But the editor spelled built B-U-I-L-T. So I said, let me re-edit the video to B-Y-L-T. That's how built basics is spelled, B-Y-L-T. And then I'll send it to you. I'll put it into like a Google Drive or something, so it'll be super high quality. Send it over. They sent me like a ton of clothes.
Are you serious?
Like a ton of free stuff. Some of their new stuff that is so
nice.
Fabrics and designs. And I was like feeling extra special. So I am the unofficial brand ambassador, because they do have a lot of brand ambassadors. I'll smash it back and forth. I was like, eventually I would love to be that. I'm the unofficial brand ambassador for Build Basics. Cause I literally, my closet, if you saw my closet, it has, I don't know many people, unless you work for Built, like not many people have more Built than me. There's no way.
Probably
like,
not.
There's no way. I have at least probably, and I've given a lot away just over time of wearing it, because I think I started wearing them in 2018. I have at least between shirts and pants and shoes and underwear, probably at least 200 pieces.
Wow.
Like 100 shirts, maybe 6-7 shoes.
You must have all the shoes, or do you have some of the same kind of shoes?
I accidentally bought the same one pair twice by accident, because I was just like, Black Friday sale, I'm like, buy. I have like underwear, I have probably 20, 30 pairs of their underwear.
Wow.
Yeah, I just, but their stuff fits me so well.
And it's good quality, right?
And it's really good
quality. It doesn't shrink, it doesn't,
no. I mean, just, you know, and what it also is good for is travel. So they sent me some new pants, and these pants are fantastic for travel, because I like to have, when we travel internationally, always travel, have your passport on you. Don't put it in a bag or anything else. Always have it on you. Always have it in a pocket that has a zipper. So it's not just a regular pocket.
Yeah.
You lose your passport when traveling.
Whew, you're not making it home. It's going to be very hard for you to make it back home.
So I'm very careful of that. Unfortunately, have never lost a passport. So yeah. So I don't know. I thought that was a cool story because
I love it. I love it.
Podcast coming through Hair Biz.
Right. Radio.
I'm
sure you'll be their official ambassador, an official ambassador at some point.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I love that. I know you were like super hyped. Like what?
I was excited because, you know, I talk about them obviously for
all the time,
you know, so for them to reach out, I was like, okay, cool. And then actually I saw the ad on Facebook. So the ad is actually running.
They're running the ad.
Yeah. So I screenshot it and I was like, send it to a couple people that I was like, oh, you got to start buying Built Basics.
Yeah.
My one friend complains about him because he's a little bit shorter and he's real stocky. So it's a little bit longer for him. He's like, tell Built Basics to make some ones for shorter stuff. And I'm like, okay, they're going to listen.
Right.
I was like, you know, you got to just, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. But
that's super cool. I love that. That's exciting.
So that's kind of one of those things you'll never know, just posting on social media and everything else. Like, I've never had really any videos go viral ever in my life.
Mm-mm. Except that one time when you were like a YouTube celebrity and you were going around and then that one video went viral.
Did it go viral?
Nah.
Nah, no videos go viral. No. I've posted thousands of times, but one day maybe it will. I mean, I got to just step up my game. I just don't even like, I care, but I don't care that much.
Right. Yeah. You
know, so other people, our clients can go viral and then they just buy a lot of hair. So,
right. And then
I'm good.
That works too.
That works out great.
Right.
Because yeah, I always right. say, I always say the day if I ever sold the company, walking in silence. Mm,
like, yeah.
That's going to be it. Like walking, of course, unless we have the podcast and all this stuff. So, but
yeah,
like walking in silence, like the social media, it's a lot. I love it, but it's also, I love it for business, but it's a lot.
Oh, it is a lot. I was telling you that I took a social media break hiatus since October. I don't even know if I want to go. I don't know when. I'll go back. I just right. don't know when. Maybe a few more months. I've been feeling a lot like just free, like not having to worry about content or seeing other people's stuff or worrying about this or I need to do this way or this has to be done this way. Like it's just so freeing and it's less anxiety that right. comes with it. So definitely I'm like, we got to be able to make money offline. Like I don't yeah. want to have to post every day to make money.
Right. Yeah, it gets tough.
Yeah, it does.
Especially if you've been doing it for so long. Like we've been doing this for like over 10 years. Like
yeah.
15 years now of like posting every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about the new project and then Ooh. 2024, kind of some new things that are happening, what to look out for, some things you can implement in 2024. So we're going to get started with the new project.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Mikey tell us the name of it.
Look, I don't even know the real name. Well, no, that project I haven't really announced yet.
Oh.
So that's going to be, okay. But the custom wigs will actually be on there.
Okay.
And so that will be more of like a ghost wig making service for okay. our normal clients.
Okay. And so then, we're talking about just custom wigs right now.
Yeah, the custom okay. wigs and then going into ghost wig making. I think okay. it's going to be really exciting because you saw the wigs.
Yeah.
And they look we good. Had an amazing, very well-known hairstylist in Atlanta, and she'll be in one of these episodes, was looking at the wigs like, Mikey, these are good.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, like this was a lot of work to get into this. And it really goes into, especially the glueless wigs, mm-hmm. which are really trending right now, is the whole process to get this done, to get it done cost effectively and get it done at scale and get it so you can get different custom wigs created quickly. So the dimensions of the colors are just so beautiful on these wigs. They
look really good. Like,
we've been selling them in the Atlanta showroom. I don't think Lithonia has them. Detroit doesn't have them. Smyrna, actually, while we were recording up other episode, just sold one.
Oh, nice.
I text her. People come into our showrooms. And so if you guys listen to this, you can listen, come into Atlanta and see the custom wigs. People are like, oh my God, like this wig. They'll be like, wait, how much is this wig? They're like, my hairstylist would charge me more to color this wig than the whole wig together.
Yeah, and it actually helps stylists too who are
busy.
Busy and don't necessarily like doing color. Like, you know, if your client is getting a wig done, they have to drop off the wig ahead of time. You have to wash the wig. You have to color the wig. You have to style the wig. Then they have to come back in, bleach the knots. They come back in. Then you do their braid down. You apply the wig. Like, it's a whole more than one day process. So it's like if you have these wigs that are already colored, already the knots are already done, the only thing you have to do as a stylist, buy it, sell it to your client, and
quick install.
Install it. That's it. Yeah.
Quick install. Or for the client that just wants to install. So the lace is pre-cut.
Yeah.
So really you can just do like some of the got to be spray or something mm-hmm. and just a little makeup or whatnot. But yeah. The lace is so perfect. The HD lace. It's just very, very beautiful.
What are the sizings? Like,
so we have in stock here, we're carrying the medium,
okay,
medium cap. But
we don't care about people with small heads,
so
like me.
You have a small, do you wear a small head wig?
I have to wear a small wig because I think I've worn a wig maybe twice, maybe I've had maybe two wigs, and I'm never satisfied because my head is so small, and maybe the wig has too much hair and it makes my head look big. So it's like a weird look on my head.
You need to let me make you one of the custom wigs with a small wig cap.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the option. And see, this is one of the main reasons I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Is because over 10 years of being in this industry, I've heard time and time again how people like yourself say, I need a small wig. They don't fit right. Yeah. They don't look right. They have issues. This is the thing. So even we custom made a wig for someone came in that has alopecia. Mm-hmm. And she was at another hair store, didn't see anything she liked. She saw some wigs that we had she liked. She tried on one of our glueless wigs. And she has a really small head as well. And you could tell it's kind of frumpy in the back.
Yeah.
So she didn't want anything, you know, she's not used to wearing wigs. Yeah. It's just not really she's Indian. She was Indian and just like doesn't really know much about wigs. Her mm-hmm. family doesn't know about wigs. And it was just, I was in the showroom creating like some TikTok stuff. And I was like, well, that was good timing for you guys because I went into it. I think I got them a glueless 5x5 HD wig, beautiful bleach knots, pre-cut lace, glueless band, the whole thing. I think I did 150 density to make sure that it was not too thick.
Right.
I think it was $175.
Wow.
Small cap. So now it's not frumpy in the back.
Yeah. Cause that's normally what happens. Even with the band, like you can tighten the band, but you still have like this big bulk right. thing back there.
And same thing with people yeah. with the larger heads. They're trying to squeeze into these, you know, medium caps. Yeah. Not anymore. So we'll be able to make these custom wigs quick. I think
you'll have a custom wig.
I think we had it ready for her here in Atlanta for pickup in 10 days.
Nice. That's price. Exciting. Yeah. I remember, I think I was in Vegas and I was wearing a wig and I hated my pictures because I was like, dang, this looks really big on my head. I was like, mm-mm. And yeah. my husband didn't like it either. He was like, mm-mm, take that off.
Yeah, so the colors are just, we have about 30 designs now. Mm-hmm. We'll probably get up to 40 to 50 different designs.
Nice.
So what I want is people have a place here at Private Label where they can come in. Mm-hmm. And I made 6 sample wigs. 3 closure, 3 frontal. I did them small, medium, large, small, okay. medium, large. So you can come in, put on a little stocking cap, and you can try on a medium, right? And say, hey, this wig is too big or too small or just perfect. Yeah. I can take a medium or I need a small or large. They can, maybe I need a small, try on the small and be like, oh yeah, these are just cheap sample wigs. But when we recreate the wig, what's nice about this opposed to just measuring the head
right.
is you can feel what it's actually going to feel like.
That's the thing. Yeah. People,
that's the key.
Yeah. People want to feel what it feels like. So for hairstylists who specialize in wig making, what are some of the things that we could share with them to not make them discouraged about their clients just going to buy wigs versus allowing them to make it?
It's a whole different experience with having the wigs made. That's why I think it's so important to have a collection of inspirations mm-hmm. that people can go through. So for example, hairstylists can do the same thing, copy us. You'll be able to come into Private Label. You'll be able to figure out what kind of wig cap size you need.
For your client,
mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to sell like kits. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have like a custom wig kit. It's going to have 6 really inexpensive wigs, but you can try them on. It's for the hairstylist to have that to try on.
Oh, nice.
It'll have the texture wheel and uh-huh. some color wheel so you can see different colors. So the hairstylist will be able to do this. They'll be able to log on to our new system and then we'll ghost wig make that for them. So we'll have a 180. So for like the color wigs, where mm-hmm. it's actually professionally hand painted, professionally colored.
Yeah.
It's very different than the manufacturing process of just colored wigs.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's a totally different. This is a stylist. All the stylist does all day is color wigs. Okay. So what we'll have is the different inspirations, 180 density, 220 density. You can choose 5x5 HD closure, 13x4 HD frontal, or 13x6 HD. I'm probably going to get the transparent in there as well as I'm building all this out. You have all these different inspirations to choose from, and then we'll custom make the wig for you. Nice. I even have something where it's a little bit more difficult. I might take it off just in the beginning. It might be too complicated to get started, but where you can actually upload photos of the wig you want, and we're going to try to make it for you.
Nice. That's
so exciting. It's like your inspiration.
Yeah. I love that. And there's like a lot of, even though there's a lot of companies that are selling custom wigs and, you know, all this other stuff, I believe that you've built relationships with people who are making the wigs and they are very dense. Like, they're very great quality. Like, everything about it will be very, this is just amazing.
This is the wig.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And the price point, like, if you come into private label and get one of these wigs, the price point is so good. People are just like, I can't believe it.
Yeah. And then what makes that good for stylists is that you can still sell the wig for more than what you buy it for.
I was taking photos. I had this wig I really liked. And I told my team, hey, can you recreate this, but make it a 13x6 HD frontal? Mm. The stylist literally, I was taking photos of it to make videos for my Instagram. The stylist bought it out of my hand. And she's like, I'm going to go sell this wig right now. She literally took it to the client and probably made like $300 on the wig.
Nice.
She's like, oh my God, look at this. I don't have to do anything to this. It's already colored. Wow. It's already bleached knots. It's already pre-cut lace. It's got the band. She's like, this is perfect.
It saves time. And it gives you literally, for example, if you have a client who books a wig install, you have to spend time creating the wig, which probably takes 5-6 hours, maybe, if you're hand doing the wig. And then on top of that, if you have a family, if you have business you got to do, that's taking time out of your day. Then when they come in, that's another thing that you have to worry about, installing, coloring, all of this. So by the time you purchase a custom wig, you could have had 3 to 4 clients in that window that you've used to do one wig. So it's a time saver too.
And think about this. If I can save the hairstylist time from having to not just make the wig, but custom color it, which some of this is a multi-day process.
Yeah.
If I can save you that much time, guess what you can do? Sell more wigs.
Yeah, definitely. Sell a lot more wigs.
A lot more wigs with a lot less work.
You
can make a lot more money, a lot more profits. And that's why they call me your hair business's best friend.
Yeah. Mikey the wig maker.
Mikey the wig. Yeah, I've never made a wig.
I know.
But in theory, I've made.
In theory.
I don't know how many wigs we've sold in this.
Just
a project. I love the project of it. I love how we can continue to improve it. I love getting feedback from clients. That part to me is just so much fun.
Definitely. So when is this available to people?
So the second week of February. So we're recording this in the beginning of February. So probably by the time this is
next
out,
week. This is that, now. Yeah,
so about a couple of weeks from now,
it'll
be fully running.
Nice.
And I'm going to be rolling it out. So basically what'll happen is if you're listening to this and you want to be part of the Ghost Wig Maker program, you can reach out to Moran, Mikey, me directly on Instagram. I'm going to set you up before we're going to slowly roll out the program because it's a new secret website that I'm not telling everyone about.
Nice.
That's going to be targeted a little different, but you'll be able to log in and do this. So you can reach out to me personally, say, hey, Mike, I listen to the podcast. I need to find out more information about your Ghost Wig Making services, and I'll send you the link and set you up with a coupon code and everything else.
So this is for elite.
Initially, it's somewhat elite.
Yeah.
Because it's just a little different.
Yeah. And it's great. It's a great system.
But those wigs look so good.
They look really, really good.
So good.
I definitely want to try a wig again.
Yeah. So we're going to have a collaboration with somebody that we've worked with and friends with for, honestly, since we got in the industry. And Dallas colored her hair, and he had a special color design. And he's like, Mikey, can you copy that color design? I said, absolutely. I'll try. When I showed him the first wig and he's holding it up to the window and looking at the dimensions of it and everything, he's like, Mikey, do you know how long this takes to make? This takes me days. And Dallas is the best hair colorist I know.
Yeah.
He's like, this is unbelievable. Do you know how much time this is going to save me now? I don't have to be doing this all the time for a da-da-da-da. And I said, he was so excited.
Wow.
And once I got the Dallas Christopher stamp of approval, who has taught over 10,000 students at Paul Mitchell, I knew we had something special. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. If you see my Instagram, you see like I did the sexy red inspiration. I did the Lotto inspiration. You know, so I'm doing
who's wearing these wigs?
I just have them in the showroom. So one of a kind pieces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of a kind
pieces. I thought you had like models on them.
No, just kind of, you can come into Private Label
Atlanta.
If you want to
see Mikey wearing the wig, just come to Private Label.
No, you can come into Private Label Atlanta, buy the wig, and you can be the model.
Yeah.
And we could appreciate if you tagged at Private Label on Instagram.
Right. Yes. Okay. So the wigs, those will be available soon. If you're listening to this podcast, whenever you are, they're probably out already. So make sure you tap into those. What else is 2024? What's happening? What's going on?
Well, the hair industry, you know, last year, 2023 was one of the slowest years for the hair industry in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
This is me talking directly to the hair manufacturers, you know, not just somebody in Atlanta or somewhere else, you know, in the US side. Yeah. Really tough year. I think it pushed a lot of people onto the market. So I think it's a great time to get into the hair industry because there's a lot less competition. Now, I know, you know, for the last 10 years, you've heard, oh, the hair industry is so saturated.
Yeah.
Every good market is saturated.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So,
I mean, look at the podcast market. It's becoming saturated.
Oh my God.
Everyone has an opinion.
Since we started a podcast in 2017, there's like 10 billion podcasts now.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's just
one. And it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. No. It just builds awareness.
Yeah.
And you just had to be consistent because I forgot what the percentage is. Like most podcasts don't create more than 4 episodes and then X amount. Wow. You know, 10, I think we're over 100. We should be way more. But now that we got the studio, we're on a roll.
Definitely.
We've been having some amazing guests, some amazing conversations.
Yes.
So same thing with the hair industry. So we're just being real consistent. You know, we're slowing things down. We're doubling down on what's working for us, you know, cutting our losses for something that didn't work.
Yep.
And continuing to grow. And I think anybody that's in the hair industry or just business in general, when you hit a slow period, that's what you need to do. Your business, you need to cut costs.
Yeah.
You need to survive. Mm-hmm. Slow things down. See what's making money and work 10 times harder on what's making money.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's that same principle is like business, yes, and also in your house, like expenses. You know how every year you will go through the subscriptions and see like, okay, what do we need to get rid of? I find myself doing that like every 6 months. I'm like, all right, what subscriptions do we have? We don't need this. We don't need that. We're paying $45 for this. We don't need to do that. Like, we need to change this. Let's do that. Yeah.
The easy way to actually keep up with that and manage your finances for business is put everything on a business credit card.
Yeah.
You can print out.
I learned that from you.
Yeah. Print out the year statement. And let me tell you why.
Go through.
Because some things you pay yearly and not just monthly.
Right, that's true.
Print out the yearly statement literally with a pen and start marking off certain things like good, nope, let me cancel this right now. Get on there, canceled, okay, good. And you start going through the line.
That's good. Yeah.
I'm telling you, printing it out and having it in front of you on your desk, you'll find some savings.
Yeah, definitely, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'll find some savings. So that's, you know, something I think everyone should do, whether business is slow or not.
Yeah.
Because when business is booming, you notice you'll get a lot more inflated expenses because you're like, oh, we're making all this money. We can get this. We can do this. Yeah. Da, 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 da. It's not always stuff you need. So, you know, for me, I cut back as much as I could. And then as we come out of the slower market, I'm still going to be very careful because you never know when it's going to dip back.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so you got to be a little careful.
Yeah. Tax time is coming up now. Any, you should see Mikey's face. Any tips for business owners who are preparing for tax season?
Tax season is a good time to ramp up your ad spend. Okay. Know that the first, last week of February and then all of March, you can ramp up your spending for ads, but make sure going into April, you start bringing it back down.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. So just if you're, you know, you can spend a lot more, but be careful because as you're going into slower season, getting into the summer, which is always the slowest season for hair.
Yeah.
You really want to pull that budget back because you're not going to get the same return on investment. Start off with a smaller budget. And just really focus and do what you can with a smaller budget for advertising.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. That's really good. And then as far as sales and marketing and all that goes, I really think that you should be continuing to market how you've been marketing. Like, don't wait until the end of February, March to start marketing. Like, you should be marketing. Your emails should still be going out. You should still be posting on social media and maybe doing like sales. Tax season sales that are happening throughout that. That way you're attracting more people, but your marketing is still consistent.
Yeah, the key is just staying in front of people.
Yeah, definitely.
Year round, really. Mm-hmm. And you can do that with a lot of targeted ads, retargeted ads. You can now create audiences within Facebook and Instagram, targeting your followers. So making sure that, you know, if your post doesn't get tens of thousands of views, and it's a good post, maybe run an ad with that post and just staying in front of your followers.
Yep.
That's really key because you need to stay top of mind.
Yeah.
There's so many distractions out there, especially with marketing and advertising. So staying top of mind as much as you can, mm-hmm. it'll pay dividends when things come back.
Yeah. I think also for people who have hair businesses or you're in the beauty industry, going into 2024, thinking about some new, fresh ideas that you can add into your business. It doesn't have to be anything that you have to spend so much money on, but doubling down on what it is you're already doing and then maybe finding like one thing that you can add to that to get consistent with as well, whether it's more video or whether it's creating a monthly like events for your clients or whatever it looks like, building something that can also be in addition to what it is you're already doing.
Yeah. I think one thing you need to do is write everything down.
Yeah.
Have an action plan, like a mm-hmm. 2024 action plan.
Yeah.
Get things written down, really stay consistent with it. Have a plan, not just write it down, but have an action plan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like people that will just continuously read books, but then actually not do anything and apply anything they learn in the books.
Yeah.
At some point, it doesn't matter how many books you read. Mm-mm. You got to apply the stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
You know, that's really important. And, you know, once again, the consistency of everything is actually interesting because I relate it to fitness, right? So
Mikey been in the gym working out.
Look, 2024, I'm ready. Okay. So it's kind of like you go to the gym once, mm-hmm. right? Do you see a difference when you get home?
Some people say they do. Which absolutely is very, no, not. I laugh every time I hear that because I'm like, you just worked out. How do you see your muscles? Okay,
you might be like pumped or something like that.
Okay.
That goes away, right?
Yeah.
So you don't see any difference.
Right.
Right? But if you do it for a month, 2 months, you start making other changes, you become more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you start seeing a difference.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the same thing with your business. You create some amazing post or some blog post, you probably don't see a difference today. But if you continue to do that, you continue to create the content, mm-hmm. you continue to reach out to customers and do everything else, you're going to start seeing it.
Yeah. It's almost like compound interest.
I love compound interest, by the way. So yeah, but similar to that, right?
Yeah.
So you have to just keep going. I mean, people always ask me, how did Private Label become successful? You know, because we never worked with any huge influencers mm-hmm. and there was never a face of the brand, some celebrity or something. Mm-hmm. I said, we have been consistent day in, day out for a decade at this point. Yeah,
that's true.
It's been over 10 years now, consistent every day, pushing, innovating, mm-hmm. learning. And that's why we've been successful because it's 10 years in. This did not happen overnight. It looks good today. This did not happen overnight.
Mm-mm, not at all. At all. Like literally it. Trial and error, consistency, building, like it was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to take losses. Like we've had plenty of big losses.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So you have to be strategic with it. You got to be able to accept, you know, if you have to close a store and people are like, are you upset you had to close a store? I'm like, no, that was a good learning experience.
Yeah.
Right.
Finding the good in things that aren't always the best.
Don't let it just beat yourself up. Plenty of people fail.
Yeah.
Right. And that's how you learn is you have to mess something up and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. True.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. Nothing's going to be perfect that you do.
Yeah. I think another thing for 2024 is realizing what worked in 2023 may not work in 2024. So being open to pivot.
Yeah. Pivoting is important.
Yeah.
And use some artificial intelligence.
Yes, we have a whole podcast episode on AI, but I'm sure from the time we did the AI episode to now, things have evolved a lot more. Yeah. I'm more comfortable with AI. I'm using AI. I'm like not trying to wreck my brain, trying to figure stuff out. I'm like, let me just go to AI. Of course, you have to tweak it and, you know, make it your own, but it's a very, very, very great tool to use.
Yeah, especially you can tell when people will write something with AI if they don't tweak it. If they just put it right out.
You're like, oh, that's
there's AI. Certain words and certain, they overdo some of the same things. Like they just go, I don't know how to explain it.
It's like almost like an overachiever, but on a-
Like you're trying schedule. Too hard.
Yeah, it's like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, like let's dumb this down a little bit. No, that does go into prompting and other stuff, but even with good prompts, I still see consistently- you can see a trend.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so with when you're using AI, make sure you run it through Grammarly, go through, change out some of the words, get rid of some of the fluff where they just go in and get a little too wild with stuff, and then go in and add your own content as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But it'll get you, I would say, 50% of the way there.
Yeah, and it cut down a lot of time that you spend just sitting in front of a computer trying to figure out what to write in the email.
Creating, and even for like blogging, YouTube scripts. Mm. So it's, I have some scripts I have to record, so it's helped me actually write those scripts. And then I go in and just add my own personal information. But to get started, those scripts, I'm like, wow, I can really scale my YouTube channel up with that. This is the same thing I would say anyway, and I make sure it's all correct, but this is nice.
Absolutely. AI definitely is. I know some people were worried at first, like, was it going to mess up jobs or, you know, all of this, but hey, it's here to stay. You got to figure out how to implement it into your business the right way, like, so that you can use it.
Yeah. Good. Now places are hiring for prompt engineers. So it's created new jobs for people that know how to use AI.
Yeah.
For other jobs. Yeah. It's a while. I think the next few years are going to be wild with AI.
Yeah. I think so too, with AI and everything else that is coming out and being invented.
Yes. What I was trying to actually do with AI, which is not available yet, and it's funny because I can timestamp it today, is a few weeks ago, I had some really beautiful pictures of the new custom wigs on mannequin heads. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I tried to have AI put that wig on an AI fictitious model. Because I'm like, oh, if I could do virtual photo shoots and it looks like this wig, game over.
Yeah.
It didn't. Not even close.
Not yet.
Not even close. But I think in due time, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
Because imagine you just take a photo of this wig and then it even can create a video of it. Like, we're talking, wow. That's wild.
Whew. It's like, wow. That for people who, because I know some people are like, well, I don't have the money to spend on photo shoots or to pay models or to get product or to do all of this stuff. And it's like AI, just AI. I'm pretty sure by the end of the year, maybe 2025, it'll be like perfect.
Yeah. So this is something we got to keep our listeners updated with.
Definitely.
That I'm going to eventually try to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And it'll be, maybe it'll be a program I even create. Oh, that's it. Guys.
Ding, 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 ding.
I turned on. I am going to try and create something where you, using AI, you can upload the photo of a wig and it'll put it on a model.
I love it.
Wow. I'm not telling you guys what the name is.
Right. You heard it here first, but yeah. Mm. I love it. Dope. Okay. That's it right there.
Okay. So let me work on that, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, now I'm even busier for 2024.
Right.
But yeah. So that's good. So I'm excited for the year. You know, I don't think it's going to be getting the hair industry for wigs and weaves and everything is going to be as big even as 2019 pre-COVID. Mm. I still don't think it's going to be as big, but I think it'll really start coming back in 2025.
Why do you think that is?
I just don't see any economic indicators that are going to just blow this out of the water for like things were going pretty good with the economy and just everything 2017, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. It was flowing.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit got crazy. And then all this funny money and everything else, I think, really messed a lot of people up. Like, as much money people got from, you know, a lot of these tax credits and everything else, I think it messed a lot of people up financially because they went above and beyond and thought it would keep coming.
Yeah.
So that part, you know, I hate to see. So I think it's going to take a little bit of time to get all that back to normal. And I don't know if it'll happen in 2024. 2024 would be better than 2023, but 2025, I think, will be better because we still have some economic issues we're dealing with and we got the new election coming up. So I'm excited to see. But for us, you know, we're going to keep working directly with our clients, building relationships, partnerships, brand deals with people. We have a lot of new brand deals that we're working on.
And that's what it's about in the off season. Like,
that's
in the off season, build the relationships, train, all of this stuff.
Yeah, you just can't stop.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Like I'm all, I mean, you know, I'm all in on this.
Oh yeah. We know. So, are you still doing your 18? Is it 18 or 12?
The travel. She's talking about the travel, how I was doing like an 18-12.
Yeah. 18-12.
In Atlanta, 18 days out of the country, or hopefully 12 days.
Yeah.
So our last trip was, we did New Zealand. Mm-hmm. We were there for, I don't know, 18, 19 days or something.
Yeah.
Came back, shot right up to New York. We were in New York for a little while. Mm-hmm. We said, okay, this is going to be our last, we're going to take a little travel break because okay. we got a lot of stuff to do at the house and yeah. everything else. So middle of December, I'm not January, February, March, all in tax season, partnerships, product yeah. development, maybe the end of April is okay. going to be the first trip.
Okay. For the 2024.
Yeah. And nice. Then I'll get back to kind of the travel and everything. Yeah. I'm saving up some rewards points,
yeah.
you know, so saving up some travel points and whatnot. But for right now, I don't even want to travel. I don't even have that itch.
Got it.
So we did a lot last year.
Yeah.
And I'm literally at this point, it's going to be about beast 4 months,
in beast mode.
7 days a week for 4 months straight, days a week.
Mm, okay.
I've been getting up between 4 to 5:30.
What time morning. Are you going to bed? 9 o'clock. Okay. On yeah. 9 o'clock. That's just,
yeah. I mean, just, yeah. I mean, I'm okay. beat by then because yeah. I've just been so busy.
Yeah.
So yeah, just 100% focused 4 months straight.
Nice.
7 days a week. Don't even care. I'm just like, we got to do what we got to do. I got a lot of projects. I got to get a lot of stuff done.
Love it. Love that's it. Okay.
So yeah. I will appreciate that next trip more than maybe even some of my trips last year because I was traveling so much.
Yeah.
And then it'll kind of be a resurgence of creativity. Don't know I where I'm it. Going yet, yeah. but.
I'm sure it'll be somewhere nice, exotic.
maybe. We were actually supposed to go down to the Dominican, but sorry if you missed the villa, guys. Just signed a 2-year lease on it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Although, listen to this. So, flying to Puerto Plata Airport, mm-hmm. usually from Atlanta, has been a pain.
Right, because Delta doesn't go.
American Airlines, right, later yeah. in Miami. And I'm just like, okay, this is a mess. It ends up being like, literally, we'd be at the airport before, the flight would leave at 7. We'd arrive in Puerto Plata at 2:30. So, that's 5, 7.5 hours. If it was direct,
it's like a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
I meant 2.5 hour flight.
Right? Yeah. Cause Puerto Plata is the north of the island. So it's North Island, north of the island, not like Santo Domingo, which is the south side.
Yeah.
It's closer to us. About 2.5 hours. Delta on Instagram, they did a post. Oh, new countries announced or new routes.
Puerto Plata,
November 2024.
Wow.
Atlanta direct.
Wow.
When I saw that.
About time. I don't know why.
I said, motivation, the villa's rented. I am going to absolutely crush some business so I can buy at least a condo. I can't afford another villa.
Yeah.
I can buy a condo down there because now Delta flies strike. I'd go for a weekend.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like when we show up at the airport, I got my guy, Elvis, meets me at the plane, walks me through customs real quick. It's like the
state is crazy, right? Yeah.
I have got to figure stuff out to make things pop because I need my space down there because I love the North Coast of the Dominican.
Really?
People are so nice. The food's amazing.
Yeah.
We got to go down. We got a car down there now. And just people, I just love the people down there.
Yeah.
We just all have fun together. Like we're out at night.
Yeah.
And everyone's having fun. It's just, yeah, it's just a fun vibe.
Yeah. I love that. So is there anything else that we should add for 2024?
Yeah. 2024, the key is the same as 2023, 2-1-0. Consistency, guys. You got to be consistent at what you do. You got to focus on education and you just have to continue to push through slow times because things won't always be slow.
Right. They won't. And when they shift from not being slow, you want to make sure that you're ready.
Got to be ready. So don't slow down if you're in the hair industry. Keep going.
Yep.
Keep innovating. Keep learning. Work with private label. We're here.
Yeah.
We're trying to work with more people. So reach out to me. And we can see what we can do.
Love it. Make sure you guys check out those new custom wigs. Get you a wig. It's going to change your life, especially hairstylists who are looking to cut back on time, save energy, save everything.
Yes.
Make sure you look into the custom wigs and then be on the lookout for although the Ghost wig making is for elite right now, just be on the lookout for it to open up as well.
You got it.
Yeah. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Hit us up. Let us know what topics you want to hear. Let us know who you want to hear from. We need to get more people on the podcast that you guys want to hear from.
All right, guys. Later.
Later.